Together Daily Podcast, a ministry of the Kerwin Baptist Church in Kernersville, North Carolina. Our prayer is that through these daily devotions, we can believe together, even when we can't be together. Please join us for a brief devotion Monday through Friday as we strive to continue daily with one accord, as the first church did in Acts chapter 2. Now, here is our pastor, Daniel Hawtrey, with our devotion today.
Well, good morning. This is Pastor Hawtrey. Thanks for taking the time to listen in to our podcast today, Believing Together. And as always, we started this, if you would, because at a time during COVID, we couldn't be together. And for some weeks, we couldn't even meet together. But we did this so that we could believe together, even when we couldn't be together. I wanted to read 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 2. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Dr. Kenny Baldwin sends devotions every once in a while, and I get some of those. They're always really, 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 really good. And he sent one on this verse. And as I read this verse, I remembered what he had sent. And I wanted to just today, for our podcast, I wanted to read you what Brother Kenny Baldwin had written about this verse. We just had him at church not too long ago. Such a great blessing to all of us. And sometimes it's good to get a different perspective. And again, 1 Corinthians 4:2, moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. This is what Brother Kenny wrote. You know, it's important to make a couple distinctions. First, there is an owner to whom something belongs. And second, there is a steward who manages the affairs of the owner. This verse clearly states that the requirement of a steward is faithfulness, which means accountability, dependability, and availability. Now, as a Christian, it's critical that you recognize that God is the owner. He owns everything, and he owns you, your time, your talent, and your treasure. It's all his. You are a steward. Your responsibility is to properly manage God's affairs in a faithful way. That is your requirement. Are you faithful? How accountable, dependable, and available are you to God? You have 24 hours in a day. How well do you manage them? You have been blessed with talents and abilities. Can God trust you with them to utilize them for his glory? And what about your treasure, your money? Are you accountable to God for how you use it? And do you handle it in a way that is pleasing to him? You're not doing God a favor when you give money toward his work. It's his anyway. You will have to answer to your owner, Almighty God, as to how faithful you were. Each of us is different. You can't be as rich, famous, popular, educated, intelligent, or attractive as some people. That's out of your control. But one thing that is true about every individual, you can be faithful. Why not make up your mind that you will be faithful? That is God's requirement of every steward. It's what he expects from you. The question is, how would you rate your stewardship? And are you living up to what God has required? You know, a wonderful passage and a wonderful explanation of it by Brother Kenny. And if there's anything we try to teach and preach at Kerwin, it's ownership and stewardship. And we've got to remember God's the owner and we're the stewards. We've got to quit thinking of everything as belonging to us. Even our children, even our mate doesn't belong to us. We're not the owner of them. God created them. God saved them. Our children, God's the one that gave them breath. God gave them to us to raise, to nurture in the admonition of the Lord, and to send them out to serve him. You and I need to learn this principle. And today, just a reminder that you and I don't own anything. We're stewards. God's going to hold us accountable one day, not for how much we earned, but how well we took care of what God gave us. God bless you. Thanks for listening. Talk with you next time here on Believing Together.
We are thankful that you joined us for this podcast today. We encourage you to subscribe to the Believing Together Daily Podcast. And please feel free to contact us through our church website, kerwinbaptistchurch.com, if we could be of further assistance. May God richly bless you today.